Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Chalene Johnson. Welcome to Build Your Tribe. This is Build Your Tribe Edition 2.0. This is the new show where I take your questions, anything related to business. I love helping entrepreneurs build a business, reach more people, spread your message, serve your purpose in doing so online. But I'm happy to answer your questions about building a business with a physical location. You can ask your questions by going to ChaleneJohnson.com/AskChalene. These episodes are brief, they're concise, they're to the point, and I try to select questions that I think will help everybody who's listening. So let's get to it.
Chalene, Jimmy Hayes Nelson here, aka Coach Jimmy, and I have a question for you about YouTube. My efforts this year are to really build up my YouTube channel. I love making videos, but I want to get really professional, and of course, like any social media platform, I want to create an amazing community. So I want to know, what causes you, Chalene Johnson, to stop, subscribe, comment, and get involved in another channel's community? Thanks for the tips, and you can check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecoachjimmy. I look forward to seeing you over there, and thanks for answering my question.
Jimmy, great question. Love it. I love what you're doing on YouTube. Of course, I had to immediately go to your channel, which I already subscribed to, FYI. But wow, major changes over at Coach Jimmy's YouTube page. Clearly, you've put a lot of thought into this, and I want to answer your question as honestly as possible. Number one, you're doing a phenomenal job of making it really easy to know just by glancing at your videos what I'm going to get. Extremely valuable content for anyone who needs motivation, leadership, great topics. When you asked me, though, what would make me swing by on a regular basis, which I do, some channels, not many, but some, and interact and comment, and the first thing I thought of was comedy. Not that it needs to be a comedy channel, but the videos I tend to like really look forward to watching are the ones that are funny, like there's an outtake in the middle, or they have what I like to call rituals, like things that you expect to happen in each video, like sound effects or bloopers or, I don't know, like just different things where you're like, you just come to expect it. Almost like a television show where, you know, Jimmy Fallon's going to do a lip sync, or on David Letterman, he's going to do top 10. I love that those kind of things. And just comedy in general draws me in. That's my personal response. So I love content that's extremely entertaining and funny because I can get content anywhere. So I'm always looking for someone who can deliver me the content, but I totally relate to who they are. So if there's one suggestion I would give you, and this is really easy for me to do because I know you, you're super funny. You're very animated. You could have your own TV show. So I guess the only thing I would say is to maybe put some kind of more comedy in your screenshots. Does that make sense? Because it's in your videos. I guess when I see like a thumbnail, that's what I'm talking about, is the thumbnail is what draws me in. And if the person's making kind of a crazy face, I click on it. That's just the truth. And in terms of coming back and commenting and becoming a part of a community, that happens when someone's posting on a regular basis, which you definitely are, and when there's great value, and I know I'm going to get interaction from the person who's hosting the videos. I encourage everybody to go check out Jimmy's page and see if you agree. You know, leave him a comment on YouTube, because maybe you completely disagree with me and you don't click on videos where people are making like a weird face or there's comedy involved. So I think it's good to get a couple different opinions. Jimmy's YouTube channel can be found at youtube.com/thecoachjimmy. Hey, and I just gave you another little tip right there. And for everyone else, if you have a website name where you couldn't get Coach Jimmy, let's say, or you couldn't get youtube.com/coachjimmy, and you had to put a the in it, or the original, or official, then you really want to emphasize that every single time you say the name. So, Jimmy, one more thing. I would say that every video you want to start it off by saying, welcome to the Coach Jimmy, because then people won't forget that there's a the in there. You know what I'm saying? All right, everybody. Let's see if you agree with me. Head on over to Jimmy's YouTube channel and we shall see.
Hi, Chalene. Thank you for taking my message. My name is Cynthia and I have recently opened a spa down in South Florida. I know at some point I need to start pulling myself back a bit and letting my employees do their thing. So far, it's been a little bit of a struggle. We have really good people working with us. But I know I've listened to your programs and other entrepreneurs talk about how taking yourself out of the mix and delegating is actually the best way to handle a lot of tasks so that you're not having to be there all the time. And just wondering what type of systems you recommend putting in place or the methodology you followed. I don't know. I'm still feeling like if I'm not there every day for at least a certain amount of time, that like somehow things are just not getting done as well. And it's probably not fair to my employees that I think that, but I don't know, you know, how to change my mindset into where I feel like I don't need to go in every day and things will be fine. And if they're not fine, they'll figure it out and the business will not collapse into a shambles if I'm not there. So anyway, any pointers or thoughts you have for me would be really, really appreciated. Thank you.
Cindy. Okay, dude. Wow. I'm so impressed by you. Just that at this very beginning stage, you're already considering how to scale this because you can't scale more Cindy. You can't have more hours in the day. We can't cut you up into tiny little pieces and shift you everywhere. You can't be all places at all times. So I love that so early in the development of your spa, you've already figured out that you've got to figure this out. And the good news is you have got the right mindset. The next thing I have to tell you is you're actually supposed to be there right now. And as hard as that is to hear, and as wonderful as the idea is to be an entrepreneur and to have that freedom and to make your own schedule, that does come later. And especially so when you have a physical location. Now, you're right. I do have an online business, but we do have a physical location. We have a headquarters, as I like to call it, headquarters where all five of us sometimes hang out. But I don't have to go there each day. Most of my staff, including the largest part of my team, is a virtual staff. And so my experience comes from having a physical location when we owned Powder Blue Productions, as well as a clothing boutique that was a part of that, and a physical office where we had anywhere between 15 to 20 full-time employees and another 60 to 70 around the country as consultants. So I need to tell you that it is much tougher to have that freedom when you have a physical location. However, the people who are able to do it and do it successfully have your mindset, which is to recognize early on that ultimately you want to be able to delegate and to be able to scale this. I mean, to open up several of them or to franchise your idea would obviously mean that you've got to figure out the systems that work so that anyone could buy into this franchise and make it successful. So first, let me assure you that yes, you are supposed to be there. Secondly, absolutely everything that's done from the moment they unlock the door to the spa to the last second where the doors are locked, everything should be systematized. By that, I mean, write down absolutely every step. What makes it unique to your location? What makes it special? What ingredients are key so that people have the type of experience that you want them to expect when they visit your spa? And so once you create those systems, and you do so by simply buying a giant journal and having every employee who does things well write down absolutely every step and every single ingredient. It's kind of like baking the perfect cake. There's plenty of cake mixes out there, but if you want this really incredible, unique, delicious piece of cake, it requires a special recipe. And if you leave out just one ingredient, the cake doesn't turn out right. So systems require that we write down absolutely every ingredient, every single step. And we have everyone, even if they think they've committed it to memory, to use either a printout or an Excel sheet or whatever system you find works best for you so that no one ever leaves out an ingredient. And in this process, you really empower your new staff. And when you see them doing things that are right, rather than saying, okay, now write that down, honor them, which I could just tell from your voice that you're a positive person and you get this. So recognize that they're doing something fantastic in the moment and make it a system. Honor them. Talk to them about how amazing that turned out and how you'd love to be able to have them create the recipe, the system, if you will, the protocol and the procedure so that every time this particular function is performed, we get a desired result. That's what systems do. If there's a desired result that we want and we follow the steps, the system should produce that desired result each and every time. Entrepreneurs who try to keep this stuff upstairs in their own heads and then allow their employees to hopefully memorize these things, well, ingredients get left out, and that's why most owners can never step away from their business. But if you have those systems in place, not only can you eventually step away from your business, but you can scale your business. And most importantly, you'll be able to empower people. People want to feel empowered. They want to feel important. I mean, a paycheck is cool, but for most people, and especially in the industry that you are in, people want to make other people feel good. Your employees are more motivated by making you, Cindy, happy and making sure that the customers and the clients who visit your spa have an incredible experience. They're more motivated by that than they are their paycheck. So find special, unique ways to empower them and to make them feel important and to get your key staff members involved in the process of creating systems. Phenomenal question. All entrepreneurs, everything you do, write down the steps, every single one of them, and have that list available every single time you go through it. You will save yourself so much time and effort and brain power. You see, when we have to keep track of things in our heads, it's exhausting. And you just leave out one step, like I'm talking right now, but what if I hadn't hit record? You know, or what if I hadn't checked to see if my computer was connected to the internet, or that my notifications had been turned off? All of those things are part of my system for recording a podcast. And if I don't look at that list before I record each time, I can waste 20 or 30 minutes by suddenly a notification going off or realizing that I never hit record. So each of these things we want to review every single time until they are so automatic, it's almost impossible to forget the steps. But even more importantly, all staff members potentially can quit. Everybody can walk off the job. Even family members can leave you. Your most valuable manager, the person who knows everything, could leave tomorrow. So if you don't have these systems in place, you are out of luck. If, however, you have systems in place where everyone knows the protocol, anything that's done on the computer, you create a recorded screen flow to teach everyone else how to do it. In the event that that person leaves or they get sick or there's an emergency, everyone knows how to not just do the job, but do it perfectly, following that exact recipe that you've created as a team for your spa. Cindy, thank you so much for your question, and I look forward to visiting your spa when I'm in Florida. So now I need your questions. You can leave them for me by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/AskShaleen. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends. And if you would like a chance to become a Marketing Impact Academy student for life, all you have to do is leave me a review by going to iTunes, leave your review at Build Your Tribe, and use the hashtag IWantMIA, and we'll be selecting one lucky reviewer each month. You guys rock. My goal is to be brief, bright, and fun. So I love you, I mean it, but I am done.